here to spread that energy.
This call is being recorded.
To all. And I come here today to tell you that during this ascension process, we are now in what is called the ascension timeline. This is a timeline that is controlled by Source. There is very little movement away from this timeline that can happen now at the beginning of this eclipse and at the end with the next eclipse, which will happen in 2024. During this timeline, the ascension will occur. And I can tell you now that there can be no deviation, there can be no activities of those who are self-serving that can attempt to stall or make this not happen, because this will happen. And for you, it is especially important to keep yourself focused on your own internal journey, because as within, so without. As you clear the energies that do not serve from within you, you will see this manifest in the outer world. As you clear out the storms and hurricanes within your own body and mind and energy, you will see this planet have weather that is like paradise. It is the misqualified energies within all of humanity that is causing these disruptions. And there's only one way for Mother Earth to clear this out if we don't clear it out. If you and we within cannot clear this energy out, Earth has to clear it out through these major catastrophic activities. So we control this. You control this within. So seek within and seek to surrender any energies that feel like hate, any energies that feel like I must be correct, any energies that speak of ego. These are the energies that must be taken out of you, purified. Ask for me to help you with this cleansing. I am here with an offer and an invitation for you. The offer and invitation is, please call upon me if you find yourself in a state of mind or in an emotional state that is chaotic, and I will help you take this energy out of you. And this is how you can contribute to the ascension process, is clear yourself within of all those things that you have hidden away out of shame. Open those doors. Take a look inside that closet inside you where you are hiding these energies, these emotional traumas, these old memories. Bring them out of the closet and ask me to take it away. And so it shall be. Thank you. You may now open your eyes and look around with the eyes of Source. Look around. If you're in the room with someone, look at them and see the Source within them. I leave you with the invitation to every day ask for me, Source, to come into your body, to anchor into your body, and then anchor it into Mother Earth. I bid you goodbye. This is DK, as my friends in the Theosophical Society would like to call me, and as those who have read the Alice Bailey books, I am also known as the Tibetan, and I greet you today. My good friend, the one who serves, knows me well, as so do many of the Brotherhood, because I am part of the Brotherhood and the Sisterhood, for that matter, also in other incarnations. And I'm here today to give you some practical advice on how exactly can you help release these energies that you might have. The first thing that I have to offer you in terms of advice is to keep monitoring yourself throughout the day. If you ever feel resistance towards something, this is a key. This is something that is pointing you to energies that you are holding within you that can be released. So look for resistance with
We lost Charles. Charles, we can't hear you. He dropped.
He dropped off. Charles, I don't know, but we can't hear you. You got to call back in.
He's not in the call.
Yeah, you got to, somehow you dropped off. You got to call back in. Can you go ahead and unmute everybody then?
Someone should try to call Charles. Usually you can.
Yeah, we're. I don't know what happened there. I need to check in. Somehow he got dropped. Apologize to everybody for this. I don't know what happened.
Hello? Can you hear me?
There he is.
Are you back, Charles?
There he is.
Okay.
Yes.
There he is.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I had a line cut off.
Okay, everybody on the phone there, please go ahead and mute your phone. Except Charles. Everybody mute your phones except Charles right now. I don't want to have to mute everybody again from here.
All right.
Please, everybody make sure your phones are muted or be real quiet around your phone. Okay, somebody's got a speaker phone on somewhere. Is that better? What in the world is going on today? What is that? Again, I apologize to everybody. I don't know what's happening today. Something's screwy here. Not usually this bad. Maybe it's better now. Okay, someone heard that, so they got off. Okay, or change something. All right, are you there, Charles?
Yes, DK is standing by.
Okay.
Thank you.
So coming back to this, the conversation was regarding monitoring of self. As you go about your day, just do a check. Check on yourself every hour. Check to see how you're feeling. Are you feeling anxiety? Are you feeling upset? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling impatient? Are you feeling angry? Are you having hard feelings about somebody? Just check every hour, 12 times a day. And this will give you the habit of checking to see if you have any energies that must go, because these types of emotions that I've just described are the things that you won't find in an ascended master, because those things have been purged. And this is what this next 7-8 years is about. It's about purging these types of energies so that you are in a state of peace, so that you are in a state of centeredness. Because when you are in peace and when you are in a centered place, it matters not what happens in the outside world. And I must also mention that it is very, very easy for us to be distracted by these outside activities that are happening. If you find yourself thinking and talking more about things that are happening outside of you, that is a clue for you to think again on where your focus should be. Should your focus be on the outside or the inside? And as sources mentioned, it is the inner work that is necessary at this time, and that will then manifest itself as you become more and more clear of these misqualified energies. What happens is that your energy field affects thousands, then hundreds of thousands, and then millions of others, and helps them also to easily clear these energies from themselves. So this is the purpose of monitoring yourself, so that you can now begin to look at these feelings that you're having. Let's say, for example, that you are waiting in line at a grocery store and you're feeling impatient. Well, that impatient energy is something that can be taken out. You could ask Source to take it away from you. And Source will do this. Why ask Source to do this? You might be asking yourself, isn't Source busy enough already? Aren't there trillions of other galaxies and systems that are going through ascension? Why the focus here on Earth? Well, the focus here is because we are a part of Source. And this planet is getting healed. So when this planet heals, Source heals. So we are part of the body of Source. So everything that you heal, everything that you ask to be taken away, is contributing to the healing of this planet, of this humanity, of this galaxy, of this universe, and of Source. So this is a very simple message that I ask for you to consider. Simply monitor yourself and then surrender anything that you monitor and see that's misqualified to Source, and it will be taken away. I thank you very much for this opportunity to talk to you. I am humbled by the persistence that all of you have. You live in a time much different than the times that I lived as I ascended myself. You live in a complicated environment full of distractions, much more than what I had to deal with. And I can tell you that you are doing a phenomenal job. Keep up the great work. As we look at you from these other realms, I can tell you that we are filled with admiration and respect, and we are humbly at your service. Thank you. And I bid you my leave.
Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. 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 Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Those of you that do not know, this is One Who Serves, and we are here to share more about some of these things you are speaking of in terms of how everything is, as we keep saying many, many times over and over in many different ways, everything is being orchestrated. Everything is coming together. There is no need for you to worry about storms and all of these things because they are all part of the plan here. They are all part of what you would call the bigger picture. And everything is exactly as it needs to be. Now, that is not to say that there is not suffering and sadness and all of these things. And some people go through this, and they are going through the reason, whether it is for themselves or for people around them, and lessons that they are learning and what they are needing to go through. But even more important, it is the bigger picture here is what is at stake here in terms of in your various storms as this is happening. Many things are happening as in the process here, in the process to bring about change in a greater manner in terms of look at all of the love that is being shared around these catastrophe here. We speak of the one in Texas. Look at all of the love. Look at all of the money that is being generated in many different ways to help those in need. Look at how neighbor is reaching out to assist another around them, whereas before they would have not even given them the time of day. But now they are reaching out. And this happens in many cases in times of these catastrophes. Many come forward and spread the light. And this can do that. This can bring this about, these various times of travail, seeming travail, but they are not necessarily that in the bigger picture as we are speaking. And in terms of the storm, think in terms of everything is going on around you, not only these particular storms, but all of the storm of the three-dimensional illusion that you still find yourselves in. And see this as the storm raging around you, and you being in the center, you being in the eye of the hurricane, and how gentle and calm it is inside there. This is going within. This is being within your source and within your being. This is what you need to do as all of the storm is raging around you. Okay? Is everyone unmuted here so we can move ahead with question and answer here?
Yes.
Very good. Are there questions here that are anyone wishes to ask?
This is Valerie. I have a question from Keisha.
Yes.
And she asks, I am wondering if anyone has been having high blood pressure issues. I have gone vegan 2 months ago and have been taking herbs that lowered my blood pressure. Since the eclipse, the blood pressure has gone back up. Some of it could be anxiety, or it could be that the body is undergoing so many changes, and because the cellular spin has increased, that this would affect the blood pressure. I do not want to go on man's medicine, as you know, for many reasons. Clearly, Keisha.
Speak here in terms of the collective here, not the one individual. And certainly blood pressure and rising of blood pressure is something that goes along with these, what you are calling ascension symptoms, and the rising of the vibrations around you. So this is certainly can bring these type of symptom to you in terms of high blood pressure, also in terms of low blood pressure, and many other different types of symptoms that you are going through. Many of you know what we're speaking of here. You have your own symptoms that you are experiencing. Headaches can be this at times. Pressure in the head, pressure in the ears. Many things, different things, joint issues. All of these things are a part of the expression of moving on into these higher vibrations and how it is far into the body. It is not far into the consciousness that you are, but it is far into the body, and the body can not handle it as easily if the consciousness is not coming along with it, you see? If the heart and mind are not working together, it is much more difficult to deal with these various symptoms that come up here. And as the vibrations continue to increase, this may, for a temporary time period, be something that you will have to continue to deal with. But it will get easier. We promise you it will get much easier as you are moving through this transition process, okay?
Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
Hi, Wanusar. This is Manoj. Could you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, I'm calling. I live in, this was very helpful channeling that we had. I live in Houston, Texas, and we were completely flooded on the ground floor. And I'm just counting my blessings that we had a second floor, and we had the, you know, little children. But I was just wondering if you could... you know, it's obviously, needless to say, it's quite an ordeal, but what more I could do to help the inner emotions that need clearing, that that would help Mother Earth, and what more we can do. I kind of feel sad that I'm not able to be of more service to others when, you know, we're trying to pick up the pieces here at our home. But so I just was wondering what more I could do to help, you know, for me at a personal level as well.
As you are asking that question, you are already receiving the answer. It is not something for us to tell you what to do, but as you ask within yourself, you will receive and are receiving right now in this moment, you are receiving the answer. You only need to but listen to it. It is there, and for whatever you can do to help yourself first. You must always help yourself first before you can go out and help others. Make sure everyone is safe where you are, and then reach out to your neighbors. And that is what we were speaking of. So many people in that area are reaching out to their neighbors and helping in terms of assisting ones that are caught within the water, see, even the animals, the dogs, and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is a part of the expression of the human collective coming together and spreading the light and the love. And this is the bigger picture we speak of here. So everything that you are doing personally yourself, continue to do, and that is all you can do. Just ask within yourself, you will receive the answer, and then go and do whatever it is. And it may only be that you are just to sit there and meditate and ask for help in that respect for all those around you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, one who serves.
Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. How are you? can you hear me?
Wonderful.
Awesome. You sound wonderful. I bet you are. all right, so I'm talking a little bit about the timeline here, 2024. And, you know, my wildest imaginations, I mean, myself and a whole lot of other people on the planet have been really working the issue of transforming people's sort of ways of thinking, if you will, their beliefs, mind bombs, if you will, that's what I call them, and false beliefs and everything. You know, there are lots of real, really, really powerful individuals and entities that are doing that in major ways. And yet when I hear 7 years, I go, okay, then that's going to come from some other direction. So, I mean, I'm not that it's not going to happen in that way, but the way we could do it in the human way is probably a lot slower than that. So first of all, we're needing to still move forward in all of that. I mean, I question that because there's going to have to be some real, you know, earth-shaking thing that's going to shift people's mindsets. But are we still wanting to move forward in all of that? And what is the major earth-shaking thing you think that's going to do that?
Let us clarify here. When you hear the term of 2024 in a time period here, and you know how we have tended to stay away from time periods as much as possible, but this was a time frame here that was being spoken of, that by that time period, give or take a little bit here, that you will have gone through this transition and if not fully, the ascension process in terms of all of these things that are going to be happening and are in the process of happening now are happening around you, within you, and all of this at this time. And there will be many, as we have said, many events that will lead to the event as it comes. And all of these things will be going on over the next several years here. That is not to say, though, that you have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait some more. And the idea of soon is like not even in your understanding at all here. Because these things are coming, these things are in the process now, and as it begins, it will be as if an avalanche begins very slowly at the top of a mountain and then begins to gain more and more momentum and begins to pick up trees and it takes more and more and more of the surrounding land as it continues down and gains more and more force. This is what we are talking about. It will begin as just a small avalanche. But then it will gain in power. It will gain in many, many more parts of the process occurring here. And this will take you into the next decade here, as we were saying. But that is not to say that in the next year, 2 years here, that there will not be many different things happening at one time. You see? You understand this?
Okay. I mean, so what we're doing to help assist people with, you know, getting out of their false beliefs and their negative mindsets is still something we need to keep working at powerfully. I mean, or is it going to be just like something comes from out there and just the whole thing shifts? Like,
Oh, please. You are not needing to get anybody's belief system changed. That is not for you to do. When they are ready to change their belief system, when they are ready to awaken, they will do so. You can be there to be a catalyst, yes, and to be there when they are in that awakening process and reach out to you. But you are not there to change their minds. Okay? That is a difference here. That is not what you are here to do. You cannot change anyone's mind.
Well, is that true for those of us who have been in transformational processes and have been training in how to do that for decades? And, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Those of us who have been training and have done it and have learned how to do it, is there still a need for that? Is there going to be?
You are speaking in terms of those who are already awakened. And yes, you continue to help within the awakening process and continue to spread the light. And as you continue to spread the light, it will reach out to those other ones that have not yet awakened yet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Rhea from the UK.
Yes.
Hello. I was just wondering, there was the 22nd of September's coming up, which is the autumn equinox. And I mentioned earlier on, will there be a need for a mass guided meditation on that date? And I was just wondering your thoughts on that, your collective thoughts.
There is always a need for meditation in terms of whenever you can come together as a collective. It can be very important to do these, what you call mass meditations here. And this can be very helpful. That is not to say that you need to do it, though. There is nothing you need to do here. You only do what you can to spread the light wherever you feel the momentum within you to do. And this is all you need to be concerned about. Much will occur as to forces it at work here to bring these things about. Just as your past meditation at the time of the solar eclipse was a grand undertaking and it was spread wide across your internet, and so many participated in this. Close to a quarter of a million people participated in this. And that was very successful. As to whether you need to do it again, no, you don't need to. But if it can be helpful, then it will be brought about by the various forces that are working in this manner here. Okay?
Yes, no, thank you. There was just a gentleman. He goes by the name of Cobra. He mentioned it, and that's all. And I just thought I'll bring it to this group. He also mentioned that the something to do with these fail-safe toplet bombs that are needed to be removed until the event could happen. Could you shed some light on these?
This is what we are speaking of when we talk about being in the eye of the hurricane here. Let all of these things go around about you, but you stay centered within yourself. Do not worry, and that is a what you call quotes around that word. Do not worry about these things. Do not feel like you need to become emotionally involved, because that is something that when you become emotionally involved, you put that particular intent and thought process and feelings out there, and others pick that up, and it turns into fear and all of these other kinds of things. So do not do that. Stay within the eye of the hurricane. Stay with centered within yourself, within source being within you, and everything will work out exactly as it needs to. Okay?
Yeah, no, I know, I understand this, like, fear-mongering behind it. So maybe then this gentleman shouldn't put it out there, because he's putting it out there for the collective, so maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he should listen to you.
No, he is doing exactly what he feels and believes he needs to do, just as others do the same. What we are saying is for you and all of those that resonate to these words, stay within yourself. Do not become emotionally involved. If one particular one, such as Cobra or Corey Good or any of these ones, decide to bring about a mass meditation, then that is wonderful. And then go with it at that time. You see?
Yes, thank you.
Are there other questions here before the release channel? Anything
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi,
got
this
in right after the bell, or whatever that term is you use here.
Hello there, one who serves, sending you love. Thank you. This is Eleanor in Florida. I just wanted to touch base on the young lady who brought up her uneasiness with the channeling regarding Prime Creator. We cleared some of that out, but she brought up the sacred geometry. That was brought to the surface and articulated from different viewpoints as well. But I wanted to hear your take on the sacred geometry and all of that, because it wasn't resonating with me personally. So I wanted to hear from you.
What we can tell you about this is sacred geometry is exactly that. It is sacred. It is something
yes.
that has been around for a very, very, very long time, much more than we can even begin to go into here. But it is something that is at the crux or the base of everything. It is at the base of creation itself. So it is not something that can be ignored, because as you continue to evolve and move along in your technological process in a more spiritual-minded fashion, you will find that the idea of sacred geometry and numbers and all of these things become more and more and more important in your continuing evolutionary process here. So it is not something that you forget about, certainly not. Be something that will become even more and more important. But what is being said here, or what was being said there, is the same thing that we are saying here. Do not become involved in the minutiae around you. Be mm-hmm. in the now. Be in the perfect moment within yourself, centered within yourself at the eye of the hurricane, and let everything go on around you. But do not become involved emotionally in it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you have confirmed my resonation with all of that, and I send you love and blessings and gratitude. Thank you so much. One who serves.
Very good. Yes, very good. Any further question here?
Yes, this is Elizabeth. Yes, who he serves? I'm sorry, this is Elizabeth. Yes, I have a question. Can you tell us about Mother Akasha? Is she the Ascended Master? And also Ascended Master, I think it's A-S-U-N. Who's the Ascended Master?
A-S-U-N?
Yeah, Ascended Master, yeah, A-S-U-N. I'm sorry to pronounce it wrong. Ascend or, it's A-S-U-N. Ascended Master, I know they say Ascended Master for that. But Mother Akasha, I'm not sure she's an Ascended Master, who they are.
What you need to know about this is that it's not really that important at this point. To know who various ascended masters are is something that is just there. You do not necessarily need to know all of the ones that call themselves that. And there are so many, many more throughout the solar system, the galaxy, even the universe, that would not even begin to resonate with you. But we will add this, as you move through your own ascension process, you will come to understand and know so much more of this question that you are asking in terms of who is important for you to know. Not for everyone else to know, but for you to know, because you have a particular connection with these ones that you are asking about, you see? So, but it is not something for the collective here to be concerned about as to who all of the ascended masters are. There are many, many in the brotherhood, many in the sisterhood, and on within all of the councils. It is beyond imaginings to begin to share who all of them are here, and even to begin to specifically speak about any one particular one, except that it is particular to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, very good.
Appreciate it.
One who serves.
Yes, one more question, and then we are ready to release channel here.
Okay. This is Eleanor again in Florida. It's more of a comment. We spoke last week of Robin Williams and how we all enjoyed him and realized what had happened to him, so on, et cetera, and had reached out to you to see if you could get permission or whatever for him to come through for us. I wanted to let you know on my experience personally, I just recently this past week had a very, very intricate, deep level surgical procedure and healing done, which Robin Williams personally worked on me through others. And he kissed me on the forehead and I mentioned our group and he did say he'd be more than glad and willing to do that. So I just wanted to put that out there to you because we brought that up in our last session. So I will let you go and release you with love. And I just wanted to let you know.
Now that you have brought that up, we would not have shared anything until closer to the time. But since you have brought that up, this one you are speaking of, Robin Williams, is planning to make an appearance, you might say, along with the other one who serves, as you know, as the stand-up comedian here. And the two of them will be sharing with you at your next advance.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Not sure how that will go yet, but we are willing to give it a try here. We do not know what they might say.
Thank you.
They might just open up all kinds of cans of worms here.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
And as we are saying that, James here is going, oh my God, what are you doing now here? What are you doing here? So anyway,
wow.
Yes, we will see how that goes.
Wonderful.
But that is planned here.
Gratitude and love. Thank you.
We are needing to release channel now. Please, as you continue on in this continuing process here, this transition that you are all moving through, and you are all moving through this, we might say here, you are all moving into higher vibrations and sustaining those higher vibrations for longer and longer periods of time. And that is what is important here as you move closer and closer to your own ascension process and being in, as we have said before to you, this group, in that first wave of ascension. That is not to say that you necessarily will be, but that is the plan here, that you are being groomed, you might say, trained to be in the first wave so that you can then turn around and come back if you wish to and assist others in coming in the later waves. Shanti, peace be with you. be the way.